This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Imam Muslim, may Allah have mercy on his soul, collected in his hadith from the narration of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "I entered Jannah. And when I entered, I heard some noise, somebody moving in there. I said, who is this? They said, this is Al-Rumaysa bint Milhan, Ummu Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anha." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam sees a woman in Jannah. What's the story of that woman? Subhanallah. When we read in the history of Islam, we find out that this woman is the embodiment of patience and acceptance of the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was married to somebody by the name of Malik ibn al-Nadr. And when Islam came, she was from Al-Ansar. She accepted Islam. And once she accepted Islam, she invited her own husband to Islam. And she said to him, how can you worship a god that somebody from Abyssinia made out of wood? Don't you have common sense? And the man said to her, listen, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with a religion that prohibits alcohol, and I cannot stop drinking. And he refused. And he asked her to join him and go to Bilal al-Sham and to immigrate. And she refused. And he went there and he passed away. After he passed away, so many men proposed to her, and she used to refuse them. Until Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, he proposed to her and he was not a Muslim yet. And she said to him, Abu Talha, مثلك لا يرد ولكنك امرؤ غير مسلم. She said, a man like you cannot be refused, but you're not a Muslim, I cannot marry you. If you were to accept Islam, this is my dowry, this is my mahar. And later on, Abu Talha accepted Islam and he came to her and he said, can I marry you? She said, yes. فَكَانَ أَعْظَمُ مَهْرٍ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ مَهْرُ هَذِهِ الْمَرْأَةِ وَهُوَ إِسْلَامُ زَوْجِهَا. Then that was the best dowry in the history of Islam, because her dowry was the conversion of her husband, you know, into Islam. And subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with a child. And once they had that child, Abu Talha went to travel. And he told her, take care of the child. And after Abu Talha traveled, the child passed away. He was very young. And Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha said to her neighbors, اكتموا عن زوجي الخبر فَأَنَا الَّذِي سَأُبْلِغُهُ. Do not tell my husband when he comes back about the death of our child. I'll be the one who will inform him. And when he came back from traveling, look at the woman. She lost her child. She beautified herself. She dressed up. And she cooked the best food for her husband. And she washed the body of the dead kid. And she put him in bed. And when her husband came, he asked her, أين الولد؟ قالت لقد نام واستراح ووالله ما سكن قط مثل ما سكن الليلة. She said to him, he's in bed and he's sleeping in peace that he will never move again. That's, again, it's a metaphor. She doesn't want to tell him he died. Then the man said to himself, as long as he's asleep, I'm not going to wake him up. And he ate dinner with her. فتعشى معها ثم جامعها. And he slept with her that night. And then in the morning, of course, he would love to see the child. Then before he went to Salat al-Fajr, she told him, يا أبا طلحة ترى لو أن لإحدى جيراننا عندنا عارية فجاء ليطلبها فماذا يكون شأنك؟ If we borrow something from our neighbors and they came back to claim it, how would you react to that? قال نردها له أليست لهم؟ قال we'll give it back, it's theirs. قالت فإن الله عز وجل طلب عاريته بالأمس فقد مات ولدك. فقال إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. هلا أخبرتني بالأمس حتى لا أتلطخ بك. To Allah we belong and to Allah's our return. Why didn't you tell me last night? I have my son dead and I would be sleeping with you and enjoying food. والله لا أشكو أنك إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I will go and I will complain to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he went to the Prophet وسلم, and he told him the story. And the Prophet وسلم, asked him, أَوَكَانَ بَيْنَكُمَا شَيْءٌ فِي تِلْكَ اللَّيْلَةِ. The Prophet وسلم, asked him, did you sleep with your wife last night? And Abu Talha said, yes. قال بارك الله لكم في ليلتكم البارحة. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless that night for you both inshallah. And his wife became pregnant. And within 9 months, when the Prophet ﷺ was going out for jihad, out of Medina, subhanAllah, his wife, Umm Sulaym, felt the pain of the labor of delivery. شعرت بآلام المخاض. فولدت ولدا سماه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عبد الله. وقيل بعد ذلك أن هذا الولد أنجب 9 من الأولاد كلهم حفظوا كتاب الله عز وجل. And out of that child Abdullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed that family with 9 children, all of whom memorized the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.